Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. You may start the call now.
Okay, thanks everyone for joining today's call. This special call is to give an update on the EPDP, since we are really in the last steps, just a few days away from approving, hopefully, and we are like in situation to of doing the consensus call. So the purpose of this call is to give the update regarding the report and the recommendation, and discussing with our representative to the EPDP team if there is regarding their thoughts on the recommendation and the report in general, and also to give guidance in particular for the GENESO counselor regarding the vote when it's coming. It's tabled for the next week GENESO council call. Okay, please, if you are not speaking, just mute yourself. Please identify the muted, please. Okay, that's the purpose for today. We have a few of our representatives. Usually I don't want to volunteer people, but for this case I will ask Milton to give an update regarding from the EPDP to give us some insight about the report, the recommendation, and maybe how we should vote there. There is in the Adobe Connect presentation, we can go through it. It's the slides from the GENESO Council meeting yesterday. There is summary of the some recommendation and the table to list all of them. And you can find in the discussion notes the link to the draft final report and also link to the motion. And I shared in the Adobe Connect chat the draft NCAG statement. It was kindly drafted by Farzana, and I think she shared some of that in the call. Okay, so to not waste more time, so I see that we have a few people. Milton or Farzana, who want to start first? Or maybe can go with Farzana if she's ready.
I'm sorry, what am I supposed to do?
Okay. I was asking if you want to give some update and you share your kind of thoughts. I know that you sent to the list the statement, which already highlighting the concerns and some recommendation. But if you want to give just kind of a general overview and to explain what you think should be our position for the vote on this report.
Yes, sure. As you know, I have sent you the list a statement for our council members to consider when they want to vote, and so I sent some comments last night about what we want to do for the final report, and because today is the last day to kind of weigh in and give an opinion from in the EPDP group, but I don't think our opinion matters anymore. I think it's just a matter of consensus. So I think it's a good time during this meeting to also brief the members about various just a couple of problems that are with the report, and just send off our final comments to that list. Now, I think that in general, these recommendations are very good. They are, very good in a multi-stakeholder environment that you have to come to consensus, and there are many conflicting interests. So I think we have achieved a lot. As I also reported 2 weeks ago, we have we have had a number of achievements, such as, for example, we managed to say that the organization field, the organizational domain name registrants, they're redacted as well. And also we had another achievement, which is not having thick quiz anymore. I'm sorry if I sound too technical, but I don't think I will have time to go through simplify it. So these are a couple of examples of our achievements, which are really good. So the report in general is in good shape. However, if it gets changed in these last minutes by a request of other groups, then I don't think we should accept that. I would like to just go through what I sent last night about a couple of problematic recommendations of the group. As I have also said on the list, I think that our counselors on GNSO Council should approve this with not get substantially changed, but obviously there are problems with it. For example, if you look at the purpose 7 for processing data, there are some additional elements that are added to Whois that were never there before, and they can be sensitive personal information and that can be accessed by third party later on. I have explained this on the list as well, and this kind of can lead to expansion of the who is and the data elements of registration of domain name registrants. So basically, some of the recommendations that relate to, for example, purpose 7 or the matrix that she recommends to have additional data elements added to the current quiz is kind of risky. I'm not saying that it's gonna have a problem. I think that for a policy that includes disclosure, adding these data elements is risky, because later on it might they might have to be disclosed to third parties. And so I think that's one of the main problems with the report. We did object to this provision for a long time, but it seems we did not get anywhere. And they also the party that suggested the additional elements to be added in the report also argued that this is not going to lead to the expansion of WHOIS data. Now, for the There's also the recommendation too. I don't know if you're seeing the report. I'm just going over it. If you want me, I can also put the link to Google Docs here. So I have suggested that on any of the purposes that relate to these additional elements with just NCSG just descent. There's a lot of support for this provision, so we don't have to be worried that our dissent is going to affect the whole consensus of the report, and I think this is going to be a harmless dissent. This is based on our principles. We want data to be minimized. We don't think that these additional data elements should have been added, should have been included in this report. This is why I suggested in this comment dissent on the purposes that could lead to collection and disclosure of these additional elements in this policy recommendation. Do you have any opinion on this or not? Oh, Tatiana. Oh, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Tatiana, and then we'll do.
Hi, Farzana. I'm sorry. Are you asking about opinion on a particular recommendation, or are you asking about opinion on the statement itself? Because I have some thoughts about the format and so on, but maybe it is better if I voice all this after the substantial discussion. You just tell me when it's better. I'm ready to go now with my thoughts.
Yeah, so I'm just going through the problems
exactly.
That are with the report.
Oh, okay.
And one by one, and I just want to... Yeah, so I just want to go through it so that if members have a different idea or I want to object to this Google Doc I sent, so then afterwards we can discuss that. Milton, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Milton. Just having some trouble understanding what we're saying about purpose 7. So under recommendation 1, you have a state purpose 7. The language is not good. It needs to be affected. I will put in some edits about that. But then later down under recommendation number 7, I'm not sure what you're saying there. Additional data elements identified by registry operators should not be subject to these policy recommendations. First of all, we don't know what policy recommendations you're talking about there. And how does this relate to Purpose 7? I'm unclear about that.
Well, these policy recommendations, I mean the EPDP final report, we should not have discussed these additional elements in this report. They were not mentioned in temp spec and spec, and also they should not have been discussed. It's not within even our remit. Why do we have to include these additional elements in this report that we also have a policy for, we also recommending policy for disclosure, and later on they could disclose the data to third party by arguing that, well, these recommendations also include these additional data elements. However, I think the statement that I drafted...
It sounds like you're talking about Purpose 7 here. Is that right?
It is not only Purpose 7. The matrix, some of the data matrix in the report have box at the end of the data, who is data element matrix.
Okay, I get it now. So this is about what gets transferred from registrars to registries. Is that right?
Not only that, it's about transfer, and it can be about disclosure.
Right, but it's about the additional data elements that would be collected under Purpose 7 being transferred
from
registrars to registries or possibly disclosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that point should be folded into our discussion of Purpose 7 in order to make it clearer, and it should also be, it should have been... Okay, can I talk? Okay. We've got some.
So I just wanted to point out not at, I intentionally did not want to limit it to Purpose 7 because the regulators argued that we are not actually, we don't want to expand the registration data. We just want to use the already collected data to be able to validate it. However, we want to argue that by including these data elements in the report in general, we have the risk of expanding the HUIS. And
so that's what you have to say here, okay? Number one,
the statement that I have done is more clear than the paragraph here. I think I can just like transfer that.
Okay.
Document. Sorry, I can't find
it. Statement here. We're looking at some summary or something. What are we looking at here? We're not looking at your statement.
Sorry for interruption. Just to clarify, we are not sharing the statement in the Adobe Connect. We can do that. What we shared in the beginning is just slides from the presentation made during the council meeting yesterday, kind of summary or update. And I just put kind of the slide listing all the recommendation, like a summary. But we can share, if possible, Mariam, you can do that sharing in Adobe Connect the Google Doc. So you can wait for some time. In the meantime, you can continue the discussion, and we have the queue already.
Okay. All right.
If
I am looking at a Google Doc, it says NCSD comments on final EPDP report. If that's not the actual statement that we're going to release, then we shouldn't be spending time discussing this. We should be looking at the actual statement that we're going to release. Wasting time on...
Can I explain?
And here we go again. I would...
No, I have...
Finish
a sentence.
Could I finish a sentence, please? Could I actually finish what I'm trying to...
Because I have...
Interrupted? All right. The status of this document is unclear, and we need to know and be able to look at what we're actually going to release as a statement and not at some outline or some other document. Okay, I'm finished now. Thank you.
So the reason there is this confusion, and I apologize, is that first, I came up with a statement because I thought the council members need a statement for their council meeting in 2 weeks. Now, they are going to vote. That was based on looking at the final report. Then last night, I apologize, I thought that we need to also come up with a more elaborate document and weigh in on the whole and send this like ALAC statement and send this to the EPDP when they are like finalizing the report. which they are doing, and today is the deadline. This is why the second Google Doc exists. So the statement is for the council members, should they want to read it in 2 weeks. This document that I just shared and I shared last night is to be sent to EPDP group on behalf of NCSG as a whole, as like our comments on the final report, so that they also gauge consensus based on this. This is what it is.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Fatiana, for the explanation. So, yeah, there is two things. As you explained, this statement can be submitted. It should be submitted by Duque today. That's the deadline to get to the annex, and I think most of the group will do that. So they will express either they are supporting or not, or they are objecting partly to some recommendation, and they will list all their concerns. So that's, I think, the purpose of this document. So the goal for the coming hours and starting, during this call, is to get this statement. It's not really a minority statement, but the statement kind of finalize it and to be submitted, I think, by the end of the day today. For the statement for during the council vote, that can be something that we can work on later on. Starting, we can use some of the language of the existing statement. I'm not sure how much is really needed. I understand that can be for us just to express our support for the work done, but still maybe raising some concerns. But that's, we can do it. So regarding the vote, just maybe an explanation. The motion was already submitted, so it's tabled for the council meeting in the 21st, next Thursday. However, depending if we get things done on time and if there is no issue, we can vote on Thursday. Otherwise, the next opportunity and the last chance to do so for the council to vote to not be late will be the 4th March. So we have around 14 days, 2 weeks to get this done. But we should really by next Thursday if we want to make some official statement. I'm not going to say I support or not this approach. I can understand the point. So just to give here more about the process or procedure. So, okay. Farzan, you want to add something or should we can go to the queue? I think Kathy was waiting for a while to ask a question.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, this is Kathy. Can you hear me? Okay, good. In the queue. Okay, so first, thank you to our EPDP team. This sounds like it's been an incredible experience and an unbelievable amount of work, so thank you. So I hate to ask, but I've been living and breathing a different group, right? The Rights Protection Mechanism Working Group. So if anybody wants to give the big picture on what's being collected, what happens next, what's going on with thick and thin registries, I know I should have read everything. What's happening with companies and individuals, legal entities, non-legal entities, what happens next with the unanswered questions? I'd love to know that. Also, it sounds like this additional data issue could undermine everything. And so I don't understand why we would issue a token statement, what sounds like a token statement. Could somebody give an example of what type of data is involved? I'm going to speculate that the data involved in this type of additional data is in dot attorney, whether I'm an attorney or not, and what my bar number is in the Virginia State Bar, and that would be transferred from my registrar to a registry in, you know, whatever country the registry is located. That could be a real problem. But, yeah, if someone could give a quick overview and then talk an example of the kind of data that we're talking about here and why the idea that you could add any data elements you want doesn't undermine everything here. Thanks.
Okay.
Kathy, I don't know who wants to answer this from APDP members, but yes, the data elements, as you mentioned, they can be like the bar license or anything that the registry considers in order to validate the domain name registrant. So it can be hundreds of. And as we are going to have more new GDL registries, the number of these data might actually increase. And so, yes, you are right. But I will allow other APDP members to tell us why this could be problematic.
Thanks, Farzana. So I see Stephanie in the queue, and can I ask other EPDP members if they want to jump in here? Stephanie, please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks very much, Stephanie, for the record. Can you hear me? Yes? Not hearing no, so I'll keep going. I was on the data elements working group when the registrars realized they needed this particular amendment, and to be honest, I'm not entirely sure that they need it, but the important point to remember is that we're trying to push back on trick who is and basically keep the data at the registrar instead of pushing it all to the registries. And in those circumstances, we really don't we wind up with thin registries and only the data elements that absolutely have to go to the registries. So the example of the bar license is a good one. If you are going to, I don't even know whether it exists, but let's talk about lawyers.
Stephanie, so, sorry for interrupting you. I think it kind of, there is issue with the mic because sometimes we kind of breathing something. It just gives you maybe not too close from the mic, so it will be okay. So.
Okay, sorry. I'm on my laptop, so normally I don't have this issue. Is that better? Okay. All right. So basically, that's what this attempts to do. Now, obviously, as Kathy points out, if we wind up with a whole litany of new data elements, we've got a problem. But I think the attempt was to examine exactly what needed to be transferred. And this has come in the last week, so it wasn't adequately discussed. And I think that ought to be the first paragraph of our comment, that the process for arriving at some of these recommendations was too rushed, because we haven't been able to think of the implications of them. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephanie. Okay. Anyone else want to comment from EPDP team members? Any further question? Okay. I think, Stephanie, that's an old hand, so we will go with to Milton. Please go ahead.
Yes, I think one thing we need to make clear, I don't know whether it's necessary. I'm still not sure whether we're discussing what to tell the council or whether we're preparing our comment on the EPDP, but we need to make it clear that we won a lot of issues here, that a lot of good things happened. I think we're getting rid of the geographic differentiation. I think we have a pretty good solution to the issue of legal versus natural purposes persons. I think we got most of the data elements that we want redacted to be redacted. I think it might be good for those who are not on the EPDP to tick off some of those accomplishments just so we know what the future of who is going to look like.
Okay, thanks, Milton. I guess they need to maybe go quickly through the executive summary to get familiar with all the recommendations. Okay, so anyone else from want to? Okay, see, Farzana, I want to speak. Yes, Farzana.
So I think that pointing out the good things about the report might actually point out to some that are the people that have conflicts of interest with us might actually think that, oh, I did not notice that recommendation and they must oppose it. So I don't think we have to raise all the recommendations that we like. But if you want to do that, I have done that. I've highlighted the good recommendations that I can send off to you. But in general, what we need to do in this comment to be submitted to EPDP is that we just say thank you. We agree overall with the report, and we just want to go over some of the recommendations that we disagree with. If I may, I'd like to go through the rest of the document if time allows. So there are like a couple of other recommendations, or you can just read this comment yourself. And if you disagree with it, change it or send an email to the mailing list. But I can go through it now as well if you want.
Thanks, Farzana. I think you can do that, but just one minute. Just maybe to clarify some questions. So to Austin, we have the statement that was, all the group participating in EPDP team were asked about their position regarding the recommendation and if they want to add a statement. So that's the one that we are drafting and we need to submit by today to be added as in the annex in the report. So other statement that to be drafted or under construction for to be read during the council meeting. So two different documents. Sorry, Hafrazan, you can continue.
Okay, and so another process question that I have, Rafiq, so this is what we are discussing is our comments that is going to be added to the report. I'd like to know that if we dissent on a recommendation, would our dissent be kind of like contributing to how they gauge the consensus, and would that actually mean that maybe that recommendation won't be adopted? I don't think it will be like that. That is why I don't think that our dissent would actually lead to a recommendation not being adopted, but I just wanted to make sure that we don't dissent on recommendation so that we don't dissent in a way that could lead to non-adoption of the report, which worries me. So If you could just explain a little bit on how they gauge consensus and what would happen if we dissent on a couple of the recommendations.
Okay, thanks, Farzana, for that. It's good to explain the process. So now, as you know, the chair is doing the kind of consensus call and designation of consensus. So if we send this statement and we are already kind of objecting to recommendation, that will be included or considered by the chair in his designation of consensus. So let's say if I take one by chance here, I don't know about other group, if let's say some group object to recommendation too, so it won't have full consensus, maybe it will have like strong support, but with I forget the name, but that one of level of consensus. So after that, he kind of just to reconfirm that that designation. So what can happen if all recommendation have full consensus or consensus level? Then in term of vote, we can at the council level just vote the report as a whole, as a package. Otherwise, if we have some recommendation that they don't have full consensus or consensus, we will have to vote them one by one, recommendation by recommendation. So depending on the other group position and our position, some of this recommendation may not have full consensus, and then they need to be voted separately during the council meeting. So for now, I think most of the recommendation have full consensus or consensus. So depending of today, we might see changes. If you read the motion and regarding the specific resolved for the vote, you will see it's depending. There is a bracket. It says it's depending of the consensus level designation. I see some comment about public comments. Just a clarification here. What the we will do, so the EPDP team will finish the consensus call when all the designation of consensus for the recommendation. We'll submit the final report to the council for consideration, for approval. After the approval, the council will send that to the board, and usually the board will initiate a public comment, public comment period, just to check, I mean, to get to see if there was any issue in terms of process and so on. So it usually do that, and I think the usual duration is 40 days. I mean, does it matter that we submit a comment or not? Yes, we can do that, but I think I don't want to go that deep in that area. But I think the board is really considering about the process and just to check that all the views were considerate and the process was okay and so on. So it's not necessarily about the substance itself. I hope that that helps. So, Milton?
Right. So I just want to clarify something about the council vote. So suppose that we end up going through recommendation by recommendation. In my view, the breakdown of consensus would be very predictable. It will be contracted parties NTSG against BCIPC in almost every case, except possibly recommendation seven. I'm sorry, purpose seven, and possibly also recommendation seven. And you would not have ESSAC, ALAC, and GAC as voting members. So what if the council, let's say, votes down a particular recommendation that the EPDP has passed, is considered to have acceptable levels of support? What happens then?
Yeah, need to double check for the vote threshold. I think it's super majority. I think it's either 60% in each house or like 75% in one house and simple majority in one house. I need really to double check, but that's the kind of threshold. So just like thinking as that and knowing the dynamic as you kind of explain it, I think we can get most of the recommendation passed. Unless that maybe some groups may they have a different position in particular recommendation. So I can double check for that specifically. But yeah,
my question
will be super majority.
I'm sorry. What happens if a recommendation doesn't pass for some reason?
If it's not approved, I think it doesn't go to board approval. I can double check just to be sure. So, I mean, usually that one of kind of the guidance in term of vote, the council should avoid voting recommendation by recommendation. That's if there is some dependency. So I don't think there's that much dependency. If there is some, it will be like kind of complicated to do cherry picking some recommendation. So doesn't go to the board. But I can double check for a procedural matter, just we all understand really how it will go when and vote is will come, and this is quite important for councillor. So it's important even if we are assuming that we will vote for the whole package, but at least understanding from you guys what are the position on specific recommendation. So if we have to vote recommendation by recommendation, we are aware how we should vote on that. Okay. Yes, Tatiana, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I would say that, like, for me, just sensing the average temperature on the GNSO, I do not think that there is likely that some of the recommendations would be voted down, even if we vote them down. But I think that there is one benefit of voting recommendation by recommendation, because at least one of the councillors can always abstain from voting for recommendation and read a statement. And here we can at least outline our position. But personally, unless NCSG will bind me to vote against particular recommendation, or report changes a lot. So there are two options for me to vote against some recommendations: is that the report has too many changes that are very much dreadful for us and not in line with my principles, then of course I will vote no. Or if MCSG will bind me. But I think that report as it is can be voted yes. But as I said, we can have this strategy: if we vote recommendation by recommendation, one of us or the entire MCSG abstains and someone reads a statement. Milton, I'm sorry, it's me again. This is interesting. You're asking if there is any recommendation we really want to try get rid of at the council. I'm not sure. This is what I'm saying. As report stands now, I do not see like really what we would like to vote down so badly to create all this chaos at on the GNSO level. I honestly do not believe that this would be from diplomacy, policy, whatever point of view, correct. But I'm ready to be convinced otherwise. Thanks.
So let me. This is kind of my position. I think that's also shared by some here. So for now, I think our representatives are working just to get the position for the consensus call, and so depending how it will end up for the level of consensus for each recommendation. However, at the council, usually we try to vote on term of process. And I think many times I hear like comments or complaints how like other groups kind of play in the council vote regarding PDP or non-PDP stuff. So I think we should be consistent in our approach here and focus on the in the process. So if really you feel strong that recommendations should not pass, so you should tell that you give a clear instruction in term of vote. Again, I mean, we can vote. I mean, just to be clear, abstention is like voting no. Just is the difference is with the abstention, you are asked to provide a statement. But at the end, it's like voting against. So you need to be careful about that. About that, what it's what you want to achieve. If you are you really feel strong against some recommendation, just say it, and we can probably vote as block. It will be just kind of strange for me as I submitted the motion itself, but I can do it as is by instruction from NCHG. But this is the what I can advise here. Just really you need to make your mind what if you want to get something not you feel strong against just. List what is it? I mean, it's just you have some concern, but you can leave with some recommendation. We can just support. But if you have really strong feeling, you don't want it to go further, yes, we can vote against. And depends if other group will go on the same path, it can then be dropped. So. Okay, I see Elsa and Tatiana. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm hoping so. I just wanted to say, first of all, of course, thank you to the Incredible Nine, obviously. But in terms of this discussion about the vote, I think we can't know up until the end of today and up until to see the changes that actually happened if they did. And I think that the EPDP team itself would know much better than the councillors in terms of whether there had been substantial changes or not. And if there had been substantial changes, then maybe you could let us know by tomorrow or by the end of the week or whatever it is so that we can keep that in mind. Because it all depends on whether there were substantial changes or not. If there were no substantial changes, then there will be a full package vote, I think. But if not, then we will need to know as councillors which specific recommendations were changed. Which parts we should be commenting on as NCSG. And the third point I wanted to make is the importance of all of us being on the same page. So I think eventually before the GNSO council meeting, it would be important for the councillors to just have a small roundabout and talk about what we think about the results eventually. So yeah, these are my 2 cents here.
Thanks, Elsa. Tatiana?
Thank you, Rafik. Thank you all. Well, first of all, I would like to second Elsa in thanking everyone from EPDP for updating us. And I cannot agree more than Rafik about politics of all this. I personally do not believe that any recommendation would be voted down, even if we voted down, unless the report will change significantly. But then we will have to vote recommendation by recommendation if some of them will not be supported by consensus in the group. For now, I think that if we assume that report doesn't change significantly, we can just think about voting for full package and making a statement. One of us can make a statement before the voting, but not a statement which will look like a public comment, but a statement which would be concise and outline our gravest concerns something that concerns us most. And I see that there is already a draft. We might shorten it a bit, but I think we are good to go here. But if the report would be changed significantly, of course we will. I mean, I asked yesterday on the council, because we councillors are, you know, supposed to read the current report, and it's easy for me because I follow EPDP. For some people it will not be easy. I requested the redlined version, so to see what was actually changed in between, you know, from period of silence to actual vote. So I think that, yeah, we can hope for no changes and proceed with full package and statement. But if there are changes, we can, of course, have some emergency conversation. And then I would like to thank in advance EPDP team members. I'm an alternate, so I'm not thanking myself for providing us with the guidance how to go and what to do. But I do not believe that any of recommendation would be voted down unless there are some, you know, dramatic changes which just, you know, on the level of brain explosion. Otherwise, I think that probably, yeah, we are going to vote for the recommendations and just maybe one or two councillors abstain and make a statement. I believe that this would be the way to go. It's different for the councillors than for the EPDP members, because we have to administer the policy and we have to look at the process and so on, and not, you know, on the small substantive issues we disagree with. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Tatiana. So I see several comments about possible how much changes can happen to the report. So this week is what they call the quiet period or quiet time, and there just to get comments from EPDP team members if there is any inconsistency or some small edits to the report, but it's not really for substantive change. I understand the concerns, and knowing from previous experience how it goes, so that's a valid and legit concern, but we are not really supposed to make big changes or edits now. It doesn't make sense. So we will see what we will get by today. I think most of the group will submit everything today, which can somehow crazy. So it will be a crazy weekend. And depending of if we have some outstanding items, we will have a call next Tuesday. So we will see how things will go till then. But I think it depends what can change. It's just in the report, like maybe some clarification, or I think we can live with that, but definitely it's not on the recommendation, because some already expressed that they can support some recommendation with in their current language. If there is any change, they will they will move back from their initial support. So it's kind of, I think we have to be careful here. Okay, so in terms of voting, I think you got some language about the bylaws. The result of the vote, I mean, if it's passed for some recommendation, like pass the super majority for sure, that should be okay. If it just have simple majority, then it will really depends to the board. That's my understanding, but I think it's better to double check the what the bylaws of the annex says, and also the GNSO operating procedure. I will work with that, and I can ask the staff just to be sure about the process, and I can confirm with you guys, so just to be that everyone understand, in particular councillor, how the process will go, and then slightly we will get kind of briefing before even the vote starts, just everyone to be on the same page how we will proceed. So okay, Milton, please go ahead.
Okay, so the quiet period ends today. And again, I'm looking for very concrete guidance as to what to do. So my understanding is that we are supposed to have looked through the draft final report. And if we find anything in it that we think is a mistake or a problem, we're supposed to raise it by today. So who is responsible for doing that? And is there anything in that final report that we want to flag?
Hey, that's a good question, Anton. I think, anyway, any position will go through the representative. So if you, the six of you can select, one person that they, he can or she can, the position to the EPDP team by today and to coordinate that. So, I don't want to volunteer one person, but just if someone wants to do that and to coordinate with the team.
What is the actual time deadline? Is it UTC? Is it U.S. time? I don't have any time.
Let's say because how where some people are located. Let's say it's the last. I don't think we put the specific time zone, but let's say the latest time zone that is still on Friday. So I don't think it's UTC. So.
So Stephanie and Farzi, have you gone over the final report in depth detail?
I am a little bit confused by this question because the actual document that I was discussing in the Google Doc is actually a result of me going over the report and looking at all the recommendations and taking out, pointing out to the ones that are problematic for us. And I thought that I was clear in saying that these are the recommendations we have problems with, and we can just send that off as like a kind of like an annex to the report and for something that can be used to gauge consensus. But I'm confused by your question. I thought we were doing that already since the beginning of this meeting. But.
Well, that's partly because of the confusing status of this document. So is it a public comment? Is it an EPDP comment? Is it something for the council? This was unclear from the beginning. So you're telling me the document that's being shared on Adobe is what you is the product of you going through the final report. And I guess the issue for me is not, you know, we know that we don't like purpose 7, we don't like purpose 2. The issue is more, did anything change in the final report that we didn't expect to change, we didn't think should change, or is this just a statement of the issues where we have some concerns?
So this is a statement of issues where we have concerns, and there are some of the issues that I suggest that we do not accept the recommendations and dissent, and this is why I asked Rafiq if our dissent is going to actually affect the adoption of the reports by the assembly. So I think that if our dissent on some recommendations. Lead to non-adoption of the report, then it doesn't make sense to dissent. We just say we are concerned. But if it doesn't, then we should just dissent on a couple of recommendations, which I have flagged in the Google Doc that I shared. I hope that answers your question.
I still think there's a fine distinction here that we need to make very, very clear. Yes, we can flag our concerns, as you've done here, but in the drafting of the final report, was there anything, you know, did Margie or Diane, our general opponents in this process, slip any language into there that changes what we think we thought was happening? And I noticed that on the list you flagged something about audits and so forth, and I don't see that in this document.
It is in the document. It's recommendation, let me see.
Can we scroll this document, Marianne?
It's a recommendation of Milton. If you go to page 2, recommendation 18, reasonable access, so timeline and criteria, I think that as a whole, we should accept this recommendation. It was a really good recommendation, very sustained and very kind of restricted for access to, for actually disclosing information to the third party. The problem that I found since last week is that it seems like on Thursday last week, the EPDP had a meeting and I attended it, but I had a couple of other conflicting meetings and could not listen in closely. So it means that it seems like they've agreed on two things that I think they are accepted, they are unacceptable. One is that you should have the logs of requests for disclosure. This in general, in the previous version, it was okay. But now IPC has managed to add a language that the logs of requests for disclosure should be provided to ICANN audit and also for other purposes, which I don't know what these other purposes are. And then another language that has been written is about the distinguishing between urgent requests for disclosure. So in the past, we had that if the contracted parties can, it's feasible for them to distinguish between urgent requests and normal requests, they should do that. But in this report, we see that, yes, they should between normal requests and urgent requests. And if the criteria for that should be decided during the implementation, I think we should not accept. So, but these are the things I have also sent an email to, Stephanie and the EPDP, NCSG EPDP, team about these concerns, but I have not received a response. If you don't think that this is really problematic, then we don't really have to comment on it. For me, it is problematic. And the other, so as to the... If you want, I can just send you the changed language in the report so that you can compare it.
Yes, I would like to see that, because I think at this stage, for our credibility, it is critical for us to say something like, you know, this language was put in and we, you know, didn't really prove it and didn't really think it was going to be put in that way. And not, we should not be saying, you know, oh, we debated this for 3 months and we weren't 100% happy with it and we have concerns about it. That's not what I understand we're being asked for at this point. That's the kind of statement you make at the GNSO Council or as our final comment on the final document, but my understanding of this quiet time is that we are looking for things that were changed in the final draft that we think shouldn't have been changed. And we have to be very careful about that. Otherwise, we're just reopening issues and we're looking like, you know, like jerks.
Well, looking like jerks, but right jerks. All right, I got the point. I will show you the differentiation, I mean, different texts that, and the changes that happened. And the EPDP, NCSG EPDP can decide, how to change, the comment, our comment on recommendation 18.
Okay, but the point.
Sorry, so, Nathan. Sorry for the interruption. Just I thought that maybe I can clarify something about the deadline we have. So there is, if you remember, the bundle number 3 regarding the consensus, and that was just 2 days ago. And I think it includes some of the recommendation we are making comments. So I guess it's still you can make you can share your position on the designation made by Kurt regarding the consensus. So if you agree with that or not. So it's something that you should be aware about in terms of the deadline. So, sorry. Yes, Mr. Please go ahead.
Well, I was just going to make the point that we, my big concern here is that IPC and DC starts tweaking things, and I want to be able to say to them, no, you can't reopen things. You know, I don't want us to be the ones that are reopening things that, shouldn't be reopened. That's one of my concerns.
Thanks, Milton. Yes, I mean, that's the what the quiet period is for. It's not really about reopening issue. We had, I think, the same problem in the last calls, like continuing deliberation on some of these outstanding items, and I think the group spent a lot of time on them. Other group, they may try that. So the question here is how we can keep the process and avoid such situation. But again, so there is like, reviewing the bundle number 3 and checking that you are fine with the designation, that one item. You can share a statement just to express concern. It doesn't mean we can change the language. If you don't want to object or something, you just say that we have concern here, there, and just to put that on the record. And doesn't mean that we at the end we can say that we can leave with the report and the recommendation, but we have those kind of concern here and there. So I think that's fine for a statement. Just saying we object, that means really that we are asking for a change in the designation, depending how it was assessed before. Okay, any question or comment here?
Me again, I'm sorry.
Yes, Mito, please go ahead.
So the there's some discussion among the ISPs and the contracted parties about the technical contact field. The issue was, you know, we know, everybody agrees that it should be optional for the registrant to provide a technical contact, and that they don't have to. The big question is whether the registrars have to have a field for that or not, or whether that's up to the registrar's discretion. We have generally supported the view, which seems to be favored by most registrars, that it should be up to them whether they offer registrar field, technical contact field or not. However, Thomas Rickert of the ISPs has said he thinks that's a bad thing because would not be standardized, that the it would not be globally uniform, you know, what exactly the data fields are in the who is. And there's some danger there, and I think that the coalition of ISPs, contracted parties, and NCSG would possibly fall apart over that issue. I just wondered if anybody thought that was important enough to stand firm on the optional thing, or whether the issue of standardization and global uniformity is going to put us in a corner on that issue.
Thanks, Milton. I see that Stephanie wants to respond. Please go ahead. Stephanie, I don't think we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, yeah.
Okay, great. I don't know what's happening today. Never mind. I agree with Thomas. I think it's important to have consistency. If we start doing a pick and choose on these things, then we can open it up, and the next thing you know, it'll be optional. And that was certainly a tactic for looking back to the EWG, is this attempt to get all kinds of things. Well, you must offer it, Ian. And then what happens is you're totally relying on all of the contracted parties to provide adequate information to the registrant to not provide that field. And the trouble is that's not going to happen. So the next thing you know, we're back with the old who is. So I think it's important from that perspective. I don't think tech contact is something I particularly not a ditch I want to die in, but the principle of having uniformity here is. Thanks.
Mitra, is it an old or a new hand? Okay. I don't see anyone in the queue. Old hand, okay. From old man. Any further comment or question here? So, okay, just trying to summarize. I try to expand about the process as much as I understand. And also because I asked it before the staff. As a part of the leadership team and also and the council and the EPDP, just to be sure how things will go. But I will try to maybe summarize later on so we can be sure about what can happen. But still, I think it's the homework of all councillors to double check in terms of procedure and to be aware how the vote will be proceed. So for the PDP team, I think, yes, so someone needs to give order. so it's the PDP team members, they should coordinate, but in terms of orders, yeah, I think we need someone who will send the message to the list. So we need to have kind of, I'm not going to say pen holder, but someone who will volunteer to do that and ensure that everyone is on the same page. Okay. Okay, so I see that everyone need to go through the report first just to be sure that we're all on the same page. We have this draft statement that can be tweaked for sure. So all EPDP member EPDP members need to go through it and make a comment, let's say within the next 2 or 3 hours, so that we can send it again to the NCAG list, just for to be sure that everyone has a chance to read it. Maybe it's not enough said, and it's definitely a thankless job, but yes, I want to thank you and really appreciate the work you did for this trust, that you took the lead to start it and initiate it. So when it's already after a lot of work done for the last month, so much and really appreciate it. Okay. So maybe someone else want to take lead here? I mean, within the APDP team to send. I cannot send myself. There is no way I will submit to the APDP list, as I am the council liaison, and I should not get involved on behalf of NCSG there. So.
Rafiq, sorry. So I think that...
Okay, if I can, I will volunteer Milton to be the person who submit this. Is it okay with you?
I think that Stephanie as NCSG chair as well, but if she doesn't have the time, then yes, I think Milton should do it. I think that Milton,
yep.
If you could just work on the, if you could work on the document that I shared and, kind of like rewrite and add whatever, we discussed, then that would be great. And as to like who is going to submit it, of course we can find someone to just download it and submit it. If no one wants to download and submit it, I will, of course, can go and download and submit the, our, report to EPDPT.
Thanks, Farzana. There is no way to escape, I guess. Thanks again for this. So, but anyway, we have a draft, and I think all the APDP team members, they need to participate and review it and double check. So you all are on the same page. And just for, you can later on, you send the final version to NCSGV so the members can see it. Okay. So maybe you need some timeline here. I think for most of you guys, you still have the day ahead of you, so to continue the work. It's already late in this part of the world, so let's say if you can get something ready by within the next 5 hours, it will be good, I guess. So you can focus on that. Yep. Okay, I think we got an action plan. Any further question or comment? I don't see any. Oh, Tiffany wants to keep us more here in the call. Okay, Tiffany, please go ahead.
I just wondered if formally we want to check with our colleagues in the contracted parties and see if there's any position that they would appreciate support on. I think that's important. We have been working fairly well with them, and I know they are busy working on the same thing that we're working on. So I would propose to reach out to them sometime early-ish today, early-ish being 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie. I guess, you can check. But I mean, it's just, yeah, you can just double check and maybe get sense of, what will be their position. But at the end, it's, I guess talks is really about NCSG position to get that, agreed. And if you want maybe to add, different position in terms of support or objection, yes, it's possible. But I think just to keep us, up to date on that. Okay. I know that, I mean, it's really the last, kind of the last meters. It's not even the last mile, the last meters in this EPDP. And everyone is tired. Many 3 hours call in the last days. And there are too many calls anyway. So I appreciate the work done. And just, it's, let's say it's really the last round here, and let's get it done and finalize as soon as possible. Okay. Okay. Any other question, comment? If you want to add something, it's a good time to do it. Otherwise, I will adjourn the call for today, and we will follow up anyway in the list if there is anything. I see none. So, thanks everyone, for attending the call, and thanks to our representatives, to the PDP, team. It was not easy 6 months, but, we did a lot. It doesn't look like that, but really we did a lot. And I think we broke all records in terms of, PDP effectiveness and delivery of recommendation and report. I don't think that we'll break anytime soon in ICANN space for a while. So, thanks again. See you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Goodbye.